Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Eddie, did you show Scuba Steve how to use his gun?
I sure did.
But where?
Well, he brought it to work, and we just kept it outside in the parking garage, but... And really, no one's at work, so we were the only ones except one other guy that walked out while I was training him.
First of all, should you bring your gun to work? That's the first question.
Damn right.
No.
Oh, my gosh. What?
You brought it to work. Don't say that.
Secondly, I think you should probably be out somewhere where you could shoot it.
Well, we didn't fire the weapon. I just showed him how to load it, take the bullets out, where the safety was, how to pump it, all that stuff.
So Scuba
and Bones,
what?
Let me tell you, this gun is not what you expected it to be.
Why? What
is it? I don't know what you envision with a shotgun, 20 gauge shotgun, but it's got a short barrel. I mean, this thing is like Arnold Schwarzenegger used it in Terminator. Like, that's the kind of gun it is.
Is it a home invasion 20 gauge?
Correct. It's short. It doesn't have a stock that goes on your shoulder. You hold it with your hand and then hold.
Oh, wow! You don't put it up to your shoulder.
Nope.
What the?
Yeah, this thing's serious.
So it's an awesome gun. I don't know why Eddie added me saying I didn't bring it to work, by the way. That was not here. It was in a parking lot somewhere else.
Wink, wink. Hey, listen, Scuba, this isn't a shotgun?
It's a shotgun, yeah. It's a Remington 20 gauge, but it isn't like what you would normally. It looks like a sawed-off shotgun. It's a little smaller,
yeah.
Almost like what you would see Neo use in Matrix.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm saying, I have a home invasion 12 gauge.
Yeah.
And a normal 12 gauge. Is that what it's called, a home invasion, or is it not?
It's an 870. That's the only thing I know. Remington 870. It doesn't say home invasion on it.
All right. Well, let me look at this up. Because again,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, this thing's crazy.
Stop
looking,
saying
man.
It's beautiful. You never even shot it. You don't even know anything. Remington.
It looks like it'd be really cool.
870. Okay. No, I guess there's a lot of Remington 870s.
Yeah, this thing's just got a handle on it, and you just kind of hold it waist side when you shoot it. You can't aim with it.
What is happening here? A waist side shot, Eddie. Yeah, you have to if you're gonna take him out to mess with his gun, and I say mess carefully. He needs to go somewhere and shoot it because you've never shot a gun, huh, Scuba?
I've never shot a gun, and I'm sending you a picture right now so you can see it on your phone.
Okay, so you have a gun, but you've never shot it.
Correct, yes.
And it's got double locks.
But I played a lot of video games growing up, so I feel like I have the experience to do it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what gets people in trouble. Yeah, it doesn't have a full stock. That's weird, man. I wouldn't want this gun because I want to be comfortable.
Is it a bad thing or a good thing?
No, I just know what I'm comfortable. I also wouldn't want a pistol because I'm not accustomed to shooting a pistol either. I've never shot a pistol. Well, good luck, my friend. I hope you take it out and shoot. I don't know how you... Eddie, you got to take him out to a field or something.
Yeah, I mean, I showed him what he needed to do. I just figured he would go out to his home. I think you have, a few acres out there that you can
practice?
Yeah,
I could try it out, yeah.
You have acres?
I have acres, yeah.
You have acreage, as we say in Arkansas?
Yes, I have acreage, yeah.
Wow.
I've got two in the front, one in the back.
Sounds like a mullet. And then, Dang, how much are we paying you, man? You got acreage? Dang.
It was that LA exchange from the LA house to here.
I hear you. All right, well, don't shoot it until you go out and shoot it. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Okay. Huh?
Chick, chick, when you boom, boom.
Yeah, don't be chick, chick, boom, boom until you go out and you do chick, chick, boom, boom.
Right,
you actually know kind of what you're... You can take a gun safety class. You know what? You should go take a gun safety class when this is over.
I would love to. Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea. I just... You have to wait for this
but
to pass.
But he bought it for Corona.
I know.
That's why. That's the whole point.
I was never a fan of him doing this, by the way, of buying it for Corona, but okay. So Eddie worked with him there at some random parking lot that's not our work, right?
Far, far away from
here. Far, far away. Yep. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Amy, are you on this?
Yeah.
How did we get her back?
You got her.
We have her back?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have you forever.
Guess who's back?
Hey, Eddie, you know what you should do? Instead of putting... Because you can't watch us on Facebook, right?
No, there's something wrong with your connection. I have Amy perfectly, and then us. You're just the only one missing, but we can't have a show without you.
Yes, you can. Why
right
don't you
now,
just put a picture of me on my seat, and just when I'm talking, put the then we'll still be up, though.
That's funny.
That people I can still listen to the show on Facebook.
I think that's a good idea. That's a good another backup. But by the end of the day today, I want to figure this out and make sure we can do it by Monday.
But I'm saying, but people aren't able to hear it on Facebook. Like somebody should have been like, hey, why don't we just put a picture of Bobby up in the chair and people they can still hear it. Like the people need to hear the show.
Yeah. Yeah, so do you want to go live now again?
No, because I'm about to be done. Okay. Our internet connection fades about 10 o'clock because everybody's logging on now. So I'm always
Isn't that crazy? I thought that was a work thing, but no, that's just the World Wide Web.
Man. Yeah. Crazy. The World Wide Web. Okay.
Because I was talking to an engineer yesterday. I'm like, so does that mean a lot of people here in the building are using the internet? He's like, no, no, no. Internet everywhere.
Said, man, that's Earth.
Yeah.
Welcome to it. Amy, what are you going to say?
Well, nothing. I just, I can see Ray. So like, you know, if you need to, oh, now I see Eddie.
Yeah, and you can see
so
Lunchbox.
So like, we're all seeing, and now I see Lunchbox. But it's probably good for me to see Ray in case he needs to like tell me.
Well, I need to see you and like wrap you.
Be quiet.
Yeah. No, yeah. I need to tell you like, you know?
What up?
No, not what up. Peace. Like,
He just threw me the peace sign.
Can anybody else see this on the Facebook feed?
No. Oh. No, no, no. I didn't want to go live without you.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we've had our first full week of us being in remote locations and doing the show. I feel like for the most part, it's been pretty good. We've had some good guests this week. So shout out to Scuba Steve for booking some good guests, from Pioneer Woman to Kristen Bell to some good artists. Scuba, who's coming up next week? Anybody lined up cool for next week?
He's coming to the mic right now.
I've got, we have Sam Hunt on Friday, and then I'm working on a few guests. I've got Tiger King I'm trying to work on, but I know he's in prison or in jail.
Oh, wow.
Spoiler alert. So either him or Carolyn, his arch nemesis within the documentary.
That would be
Carol
awesome.
Baskin.
We probably can't talk to him unless it's like, you have a call from Tiger King. But her, I'll talk to her. Okay. Yeah, that would be good. Anybody else working on?
I'm also working on, I hit up Fauci a week and a half ago and they said he was too busy, but I keep seeing him do more stuff. So I'm going to follow up with him again and see if we can get Fauci on. I know you're a huge fan of his.
I'm sure that that guy is getting hit up by everybody. Are you, I'm always curious at how do you describe the show when you book it?
So what I do is I tell them, you know, my name. I'm the executive producer for the show.
Do you say Scuba Steve or do you say your real name?
I say Steve.
Okay.
And then in my signature, it says Scuba Steve. Okay. So in case they know who I am, they go, oh, Scuba Steve. But I tell them I work for the Bobby Bones Show, executive producer. We're syndicated on 150-plus markets. And then I kind of go in the pitch of what we're going to do and what we need him for.
Nice. And we still got no Fauci. He went on Steph Curry's Instagram, but won't come on to our. We talked to like 5 million people a day.
I know, exactly. And I always tell them when it comes to the medical professionals, I'm like, hey, look, we've already had on Jerome Adams, and he's the Surgeon General for the U.S., kind of giving us a little credibility that we've booked him, so can you kind of come on our show because we've had him? And sometimes they take it, sometimes they don't take it.
Come on, Fauci. That's my guy. I've been a fan of yours since back in the day.
When you say he took over Steph Curry's Instagram, so Steph Curry just give him the account and say, here you go? Like,
no, it's not like it sounds like Nashville Takeover where they do that. It's like they did a FaceTime talk back and forth.
Got it.
Or an Instagram live talk back and forth. So this guy used a drone to fly toilet paper to his friend. You know, I have a drone, Amy, I still haven't used that your husband gave me. I'm afraid I'm going to crash into a tree or lose it.
Yeah, that's quite possible.
So it's still
if you're not experienced, then yes, like that could happen.
But what does he want it back?
No, I think it's a gift.
But it's not out of the box. If someone would use
right,
it,
right? But oh, so you re-gift it?
Well, you could just like if you do something with it. there's nothing. Oh, yeah. There's nothing I don't know. Do with it. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Yeah. We are figuring this out. As soon as we get to where we can do the show really well from home, we're going to be back in the studio, I feel. Like right when we get it.
As soon as we figure everything out.
Back at work, yeah. So just appreciate you guys. We're going to get into Friday's show. I think you'll like today's show, and then we'll see you on Monday. All right, goodbye, everybody.
Fight. Congrats, Bobby Bones, on your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby. Come on.
Win.
Love you.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, I like it.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones. Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Friday's show. Got a couple interesting things. One, Kristen Bell will be on later. She was the voice of Anna in Frozen in The Good Place. She'll be our Friday morning conversation. We'll also talk to Ingrid Andress coming up this hour. You may know her from this song right here.
I'll be fine, but you'll be breaking more hearts than mine.
So we got a couple good guests today. Now, let's get started with today's show. First of all, morning, studio.
Morning.
Morning.
There she is, coming in late as usual. Amy from her house. All right, let's go with what's the haps and see what's happening in everyone's life. Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy, coming over to you first.
So I got a note from Stevenson's teacher that I thought could be helpful for other parents to hear in case they're getting ahead with distance learning. And here's what it said. Okay, kiddos, several of you are getting ahead of the daily plans and sending work in early. Please do not do that. I have to grade each day's work individually so that I can keep up with the submissions. And I laughed out loud because that is just not the case on our end. We have turned in nothing early. If anything, we're sending emails like, oh, this might be a little late. So I don't know what parents are getting ahead of things with their kids, but we need to calm down and stay with the lesson plans and not make other parents look bad. But also, teachers can't keep up, so just respect the calendar.
Hey, Eddie, can we get another Spanish word of the day later?
Yeah, of course, man. I'm loaded with Spanish words.
Speaking of kids in school, Eddie, how are your kids doing right now in school?
They're doing good, and I'm sorry to say, but we're on schedule. Like, and that's thanks to my wife, not me, but she's keeping them on schedule, and they're filling out their curriculum and turning in their assignments as scheduled, so I'm proud of them.
Do both of you parents think that your kids are done until next year?
Absolutely. You, Amy?
Well, my school says that they'll be going back April 24th, but then school is out May 8th or something. So I'm like, what's the point? Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Well, good luck with that. All right. Here we go. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
I ordered some food yesterday from Uber Eats. And so the guy drives up, and it was some sushi and some edamame. And Caitlin and I were just going to have some food. And he walks up to my porch, and I opened the door, and it was like that scene where it goes, ooh, wee, wee, ooh, ooh, ee, ooh.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, because he didn't want to walk up. I didn't want to walk and get the food because neither one of us wanted to get corona from someone that we didn't know. So it was a stare down. And then I said, hey, partner, why don't you put that food down right there? And I'll walk out and get it once you walk away from it.
No fast moves.
Walk away slowly, partner. And so he did. It was just a weird moment. But I didn't think anything about it. That was my experience yesterday. Hey!
Hey! What's the hat?
Lunchbox?
Oh, I don't think people understand what self-quarantine means. The neighbor across the street, we're out for a walk, and we've talked to him, say, hey, how's it going? And they say, hey, you want to come over for dinner Saturday night? And I'm like, no, it's quarantine, like coronavirus. And I think corona is making people lose their minds because they've lived there for 2 years. They've never invited us over for dinner, but now that we're all at home, they say, you want to come over for dinner? Guys, that's not the definition of self-quarantine. It means you stay away from other people.
Well, then I guess it's an odd time to tell you guys I'm having a phone party this weekend if you guys want to come over.
Oh, my gosh. Into that. What?
Yeah. Dude, we used to go to phone parties. There was this place called Joe's Big Bamboo in Little Rock, and they would have phone parties like every 2 or 3 weeks. I would go, and I could actually get girls in a phone party because they couldn't see my face. You were covered in foam, and as long as you could dance, you were okay. But you would come out of that thing just covered in foam. You were just disgusting. But I would like get to smooch a little bit with girls, and then it was one of those things where once all the foam was off, I never went out with them again because they actually... But in the foam, I was quite the little Casanova. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but talk about disgusting. Are you going to go lunchbox with them, you think, after quarantine?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is the offer like an open invitation? Like, hey, when this is over, maybe we should get together because this is the first time they've invited us. So I'll ask them when quarantine's over, like, hey, do you still want to do that dinner or they're going to be back to their normal life and not know who we are anymore?
Have dinner with them.
Yeah.
Oh, who are they?
They just live across the street. I mean, they're just my neighbors. I don't know. I mean.
You don't know them?
No, they're just, you know, I think his name is Nick and her name's Patty.
Oh, I mean, Nick and Patty?
Yeah, we know them.
Oh.
That's it. Dang.
All right, over to Eddie now. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
It's a lot of TV to watch, I know. This show has been in my queue for a long time. Amy talks about it all the time, and I started watching Narcos Mexico, and Amy, oh my goodness, it's such a good show.
Hola, I know.
Well, I think that's part of it, too. Like, you know, I mean, it's in Spanish, and a lot of it's, well, there's a lot of border town stuff, and I grew up 7 miles north of Mexico, so there's definitely a personal connection to this stuff. A lot of these people remind me of people that I knew growing up. And
look, it's true stories.
True stories. And my dad, Bones, even told me, he's like, yeah, one of those characters, he came to our house when you were a kid.
What?
Yeah.
Which one?
He was one of the cops, one of the commanders.
Oh, wow.
All right, relax, you guys. You guys are getting starstruck over some cop.
I mean, it's a dirty show. Like, just Narcos and the drug stuff going on. It's bad. But part of me is just like, I get in touch with my youth from, like, down in South Texas. It's pretty crazy. I love it, Bones.
Tell me more about this cop that came to your house. Why did he come to your house is my question.
So my dad, he, earlier in his career, he would sell a lot of light street lights into Mexico. And he lit a lot of Mexico early, like back in the 80s. So
what was
a lot
he putting inside those street lights?
Light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this commander, this police commander, had a ranch, and he went to the house asking for my dad for some lights.
And it's really the commander, main commander from the show?
Yeah, he's in the show, and they do a drug bust. He's like, yeah, man, he came to the house one time when you were probably 7 years old. And I was like, that's crazy. And then, spoiler alert, not really spoiler alert because it's true stories, but he got murdered in my hometown, like probably about a mile away from my house.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. See, like, fun fact, but also scary.
Well, who played your dad in Narcos Mexico?
Shut up.
Get out of here.
Stop it. I thought that's where we're going.
Wait, I think I saw your dad. He was installing lights in one of the episodes.
Okay, guys.
All right, that's What's the Haps. Hey.
What's the Haps?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Amy, walk me through your day yesterday. What did you do all day confined?
I worked out.
What kind of workout are you doing at home?
Yesterday I worked out like on FaceTime with Aaron, like a trainer, and I hadn't done that in like 2 weeks. So I would say before that I've been doing like Tracy Anderson videos, which are free on YouTube, or yoga videos that are on YouTube. So
there are a lot of great trainers that are training people online too. Trainer Ahmad is his name. He's a friend of ours. He's a trainer. He does classes. My gym does classes at Title Nash. Like, if you're stuck in the house, and not everybody's stuck in their house, but if you are, there's a lot. The one thing that's a bit annoying to me is everybody doing these live streaming music playing. I can't even see what my friends are posting on Instagram now because it's all covered in live streams. Am I just jaded and I'm like so over that, or are you guys feeling the same way?
I mean, I saw Dave Matthews last night, and I watched the entire performance.
Yes, that was a good one, though, because he's not on every 30 minutes.
Right.
I guess mostly just all my friends that play country music, they're not plugging into their phones. They're just playing acoustic into their phone, and it's always covering up my line of Instagram stories. But then again, I could have the quarantine grumpies at this point, guys. I'll be honest with you.
True.
Oh, wow.
Well, I've just been in my house for a while. I think I like it, but you never know how you're affected, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
What else you do yesterday?
So I had a long call with Sam. Do you know Sam from Elvis Duran Show?
No.
Samantha? Okay. Well, she is one of the producers there, and she's the one that's helping me with my intro song for my series on my podcast. So we went over tons of clips for that, just trying to get it just right because I feel like I have it in my head what I want it to be. I'm just trying to convey to her. And then my dad had some stuff come up. So I had to go to the store for him and pick up some meds and some supplies and drop it off. So I got to see him yesterday.
Did you get to look at him through the glass? You didn't get to touch him, right?
I didn't get to touch him. No, I didn't even get to go in. I made it to there's two sets of doors. I can go through the first set of doors, and then there's like a glass window door thing. And so somebody comes out, meets me, pass them the goods, and then they give it to him and I wave to him, and then he goes back into his room. So it was cool. I also videoed with him yesterday, but then actually got to see him in person last night, so it's really good. I think I need to somehow stop him from watching the news, though, because it's all he's watching anytime I talk to him. And even when I called him to say, hey, come down and meet me, I could hear the news in the background, and he had major anxiety yesterday, and that was one of the things I had to deal with. And I'm about to somehow try to enforce you can't watch the news anymore, because I think he sees like a news clip of a retirement home or a nursing home or something getting evacuated because COVID made it there. And I think he starts to freak out that that's going to happen to him. And he knows if he gets it, it's not going to be good. So somehow I need to block the news from his TV.
Dang, life comes at you because he's probably doing that with you when you're a kid. Like, no watching those NSYNC guys in their little tight pants. And now you're like, no watching that Anderson Cooper with his Corona story.
Right? Yeah. What about your day?
You know, did the show. It's always weird because I'm working at home. So I just walk downstairs and have lunch. And we went out and delivered more bags, Caitlin and I did. And she made all these bags for a lot of the homeless folks in town because there aren't as many people on the streets that are giving them food or a couple dollars here and there. So she made all these bags. So we drove all around and found a few different places. They're very educated, though. You know, we go, oh, they don't have TVs, so how are they knowing what's going on with Corona? But they're very educated on what's happening right now. Even yesterday, you know, they were just giving chicken wings. And so, but we delivered a lot of that all day yesterday. I watched another episode of Tiger King. That's what it's called, right? Tiger King?
Yep.
I thought that was good. I got on the Peloton and did that. Just a little bit, like 5% of me is ready for normalcy, but I realize we're probably still a couple to few weeks away from that. I watched Dr. Fauci speak. I watched him on Steph Curry's Instagram. I mean, that's the guy to watch when it comes to Corona because he has no political interest whatsoever. He's been doing what he does for decades. And so I watched that guy. So, but that's it. Just the normal stuff. Kayla made tortilla soup last night from scratch. Like,
looks so good.
Who knew that she was such a good cook? She cooks all the time. Loves Pioneer Woman. She didn't read a recipe. She was like, we're going to test this out. And so she made this tortilla soup. And I just love soup. You know, if I were to have my favorite food groups, it would be smoothies and soup and Werther's Original. And I think I'm good. Like, that's it. That's all I need. Smoothies, soup, and a Werther's to end, and I'm good. I didn't have any mango, though, yesterday. But anyway, it's just the new normal for now. I was reading this story about a kid's parent who felt bad that he couldn't go out for his 21st birthday. My birthday's next week. I can't go out. You know, she's going to cook a dinner for me. But so they turned their garage into a nightclub since it was his 21st birthday. His dad was the bouncer. Checked his ID. His mom gave him a free birthday shot. And the only other person there was his sister. And guess what? He hooked up with her.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
That makes it complete.
I added the final part. I'm kidding about the final
obviously.
Part.
Obviously.
So he got a flashlight inspection from his dad. He was led inside where he was welcomed with music on blast, lights, and a friendly bartender, a.k.a. his mom. And then she whipped up some free birthday shots. And they're green tea shots, which generally involve whiskey, peach schnapps, sour mix, and Sprite. And then Justin Bieber made a surprise appearance at the club, sort of. In TikTok, you can see the birthday boy hanging out with a cutout of Justin Bieber. So
awesome.
Anyway, I thought it was a funny idea, right?
Love it.
21 and you're stuck at home. That would stink. Do you remember your 21st birthday, Amy?
I was literally just trying to think of that. I know we went to, I was training for a marathon. So I know I ran that day, like really far. And then I know we went to Carney's, which was a bar in College Station. And they had green beer because St. Patrick's Day, my birthday's on the 18th and St. Patrick's Day is the 17th. So I remember legally being able to buy a drink there for the first time because, I mean, I'd gone there before illegally.
21 wasn't a big birthday for me because I don't drink. So, no idea. I remember 30. That's about. I remember Amy's mom cooking me dinner on one of my birthdays. But birthdays have never been really a big thing for me. I did see, too, I'll play one more clip here. Here's a news reporter who wants no part of a herd of bison. The video has almost 10 million views on Twitter. Here you go.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh no, I ain't messing with you. Oh, whoa. Oh no. Oh no, I'm not messing with you.
So they're coming by. He doesn't want anything to do with being. And by the way, people are posting a lot of these animal pictures. They're like, hey, everybody's quarantined in. Let me post pictures of animals. They're posting pictures of a moose and different. I don't know if you call them meese. What do you call a bunch of moose? Mooses?
I think it's just a moose.
Right? Moose. I think it's a moose.
What do you call multiple moose, though? Meese?
Moose.
Moosey? Like, no, look at all the moosey.
I think it's moose for one and moose for ten. Moose.
Listen, I don't think we understand how big these mooses are because they're like, hey, how tall is average moose? Like, all the mooses, but how, just I'm talking about one moose. How tall is a moose?
Between 5 to 7 feet average.
An average moose is 7 feet tall. Think about that. Like, I'm talking about not him standing up, by the way.
Yeah, on fours.
That's him walking. That's like the top of your dog's back being 7 feet tall. And they're showing them walk out in some of these moose-ridden states, and they're like, look how big all the meese are.
They didn't say that.
But they should, because moose is a terrible name for moose.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Raymundo, what you got?
Yeah, the U.S. now has the most coronavirus cases in the world with 83,533 infections, more than China or Italy. In other news, Yellowstone, Grand Teton, and the Great Smoky Mountain National Parks, they've all been closed because of the coronavirus outbreak. And finally, more than 1,700 inmates have been released early from L.A. County Jail because of fears of a virus outbreak inside the jail. Cops also are making fewer arrests to stop overcrowding at these prisons.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
All right, let's see what fun facts Amy is delivering for us today.
Number 5.
So it officially takes 364 licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. And that's coming from engineering students at Purdue University who used a licking machine rather than a human tongue to figure it all out.
I mean, imagine if you're in this class and the professor comes in, cuts open a bag of Tootsie Pops and goes, well, this semester, we're going to be figuring out how many licks to the bottom of a Tootsie Pop. First of all, they got to be like, what does that even mean? Because they're college kids and they don't remember that commercial. Secondly, they have to go, well, that sounds cool. This is easy A. But then he goes, but we're going to build a licking machine to do it. Not even your tongues. That kind of stink. 360. Yeah. I wonder how hard that lick would be. Because I feel like it would take me more than that. That's an experiment on the show. We'll do our own.
Try it out.
All right, next up.
Number 4.
So a professor wanted to study cows, moos, and if there was different dialects. And what he found out was in different herds or peer groups, as he would call them, yeah, cows do moo with regional accents depending on where they're from.
Again, it's a weird thing to study, but we would have never known that.
Never.
Number 3.
So Steve Jobs loved to steal ideas. He admitted that he was shameless about stealing the best ideas he could find and improving on them. There's an old video of Steve Jobs talking about this right here.
I mean, Picasso had a saying, he said, good artists copy, great artists steal. And we have, you know, always been shameless about stealing great ideas.
There you go.
Yeah.
Number 2.
Every cat's nose print is unique, just like a human fingerprint.
Huh. I guess they can't commit crimes. They go to the cat police, pull out the nose print section.
Number 1.
And lastly, pro athletes can write off any fines that they get from their leagues as tax deductions.
You know, when I was fined $1 million by the FCC, that was not a tax deduction.
Oh, it wasn't?
Mm-mm. Nope.
What, like, give me an example of a fine that an athlete might get.
You can be fined for, like in the NFL, not wearing the right clothes. Like you wear a shoe that you shouldn't wear. You hit someone in the head in a play. You know, so there's a lot of, you can get fined for fighting. You can get, there's a lot of ways to get fined, but it's basically trouble.
Yeah.
If you get in trouble, they can fine you. So they can write that off, huh?
Yep, they can.
All right, there you go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! On with Ingrid Andress right now. Hey, how are you?
So great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Congratulations on the record, on the album coming out today.
Thank you.
How you feel?
Weird, because I will be celebrating in my apartment. So, not exactly how I planned on celebrating a first album release, but I'm not too mad at it, honestly.
Hey, what's happening with your building after the tornado?
It's unlivable, so I had to move all my stuff out.
So you're not even there right now?
No, I'm in a temporary spot. So it's just weird all around, but I feel like, I don't know, at least the tornado and the coronavirus can't get my music stick or wreck it, so it's fine.
You saw something explode outside your window and catch on fire, is that true?
I did, yeah. I was in my apartment when the tornado hit. So, and I only got like a 2-minute warning on my phone, which was so crazy.
So you did you have to evacuate like quick or no?
I mean, it hit, like, it happened so quick, you couldn't really, because I was on the third floor, so I basically just stood in the center of my apartment when it hit, and then went outside my door, and, like, everything was, like, shattered, and
jeez.
We immediately had to go downstairs.
I guess it is kind of a weird time, because all of this is happening, and I'll mention this, too, because you go out, and you're on the Dan and Shay tour, and then you do a couple shows, a few shows, and all of a sudden, it's postponed too, the entire arena tour. So it's like everything's happening, but at the same time, like nothing's happening. So that kind of stinks.
Totally. Yeah, but I mean, I feel like I've been working a lot and like gone all the time this past year, which has been like awesome, but I haven't been able to write as much as I did before. So to me, I'm viewing it as a time of creativity to like just step back and like write some more songs, honestly, because I haven't been writing that much. So, but it is a weird time. But I'm glad I got to at least do 3 shows with Dan and Shay just to see what that feels like, you know?
What is the worst that someone has butchered your name?
I feel like you butchered it pretty,
no,
you know.
What, I haven't.
Your
I say
dyslexic thing.
And okay, Andy Ingrid.
Andrus Ingrid.
What is the worst that someone has butchered your name on like a big stage?
Oh,
maybe they haven't. Maybe I'm the only one.
I think you are the only one. I think most people will ask me how to pronounce it before they go for it, and I think you just kind of were confident enough that you were going to get it, and then...
Yeah, I just let it rip. Grip and rip it, what I say. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Has anyone, because it's been cool to see, you know, your song just move up the charts, and people start singing it everywhere, and it's... I walk through the gas station, and I hear it now, like, just randomly. Your song's a bit ubiquitous now, where it's everywhere. Has anyone asked you a question as you're doing a lot of this press that was clearly meant for another artist?
That's a good question. I think so. I think somebody thought or was asking me about, I Hope.
Oh, Gabby Barrett?
Like, yeah. And I was just like, I didn't write a breakup cheating song. That's not what More Hearts Than Mine is about. And they were like, oh, right, yes, and your family. And they quickly rebounded, thank God for them. But I was like, wow, not all blonde girls are the same person.
Nice. I follow you on Instagram, and a lot of style. How would you describe your fashion style?
Just no dresses, really. I just don't wear them. So really just like... It's just my version of dressing up and expressing myself. I don't know, I like not feeling constricted. And there's a way to, like, look good and not have to, like, be showing off too much, but, you know, I like to show a little.
1 year ago today, maybe not the exact date, but if we look back a year ago, today's, by the way, Ingrid Andress is on. Her album is out today, the first album. She's fantastic. But 1 year ago, what was your life like compared to right now?
I can look on my iCal.
Nice.
1 year ago today. Let's see. What was my day? I guess I was going to Guitar Center. And I think I was still, like, writing. I wrote with Caitlin Smith that day. Yeah, I was just kind of, like, writing songs for this album, I guess. There wasn't really anything. And I guess I was just starting radio tour. So very different from now. That was before I knew what radio tour was, and I had no idea what I was in for.
That's before you were a big star.
Totally. And I feel like I met you in April.
Of last year? Well, listen, your first ever studio interview appearance was on the show. I remember you hadn't done anything, but that was what was great about you, is that you hadn't been burnt out by doing a lot of radio appearances. It was just like, hey, I think she's great. Let's bring her in. You came in, you set up a keyboard in our old studio and let it rip.
Yeah, that is very true. Yeah, you were the first experience. And you were actually right, where yours was probably, you know, one of the better experiences. And you kept telling me that. I was like, okay, whatever. And then months later, I was like, oh, got it.
Not one of the better, the best.
Sorry, the best.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm super happy for you. The record is out today. It's called Ladylike. We were playing through some of the songs before you called on here. I'm going to play More Hearts Than Mine. But congratulations, and hope you get back out on the road soon. I hope the Tim McGraw tour, you know, is able to happen, and I hope you're able to get out of your new apartment soon and get back into a normal house.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
All right.
If not, I'm used to being a nomad, so it's fine.
There she is, Andrus Ingrid, our good friend.
Wow.
All right, Ingrid, see you later.
Okay, take care.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Performers for the ACM Our Country show have been announced. They'll be performing from their homes, and they include Shania Twain, Keith Urban, Thomas Rhett, and several others, plus a tribute to Kenny Rogers from Brad Paisley, Darius Rucker, and Luke Bryan. It's airing April 5th on CBS. The full list is at BobbyBones.com. New music out today. Ingrid Andress' album, Ladylike, featuring her song More Hearts Than Mine, is out. Florida Georgia Line dropped a new song called I Love My Country.
I love my country, I love my country. Six strings and fiddles and ski from Kentucky. We keep it funky, we like how it sounds. Monday to Sunday, I love my country, I'm alive and proud.
Kane Brown dropped his collaboration with John Legend called Last Time I Say Sorry.
Best I can do, I won't say I'm sorry. Over and over, can't just say I'm sorry. I gotta show you I won't do it again.
And Kip Moore shared a new song called Wild World.
You're gonna need a rock you can lean on. Ooh, baby, it's a wild world. So stay wild, man.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Corona seems to be closing everything, bars, restaurants, and now animal shelters. There's one in Florida. You know, they have 180 different animals. We're talking guinea pigs, dogs, cats. What are you going to do with all the animals? 180 people stepped up and said, hey, we'll foster the animals. I know Wow. You got to close the doors, but hey, bring us the pigs. Bring us the dogs. All animals fostered out.
That's awesome. Good for those people all reaching out individually and doing that. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Warrenton, Missouri. A 26-year-old man wanted to get some, you know, hits on his Snapchat. Everybody look at my Snapchat video. So he goes to the grocery store, goes to the toiletry section, says, I'm not scared of Corona, and starts licking all the items up and down the aisle. Posts them on Snapchat. Police got a hold of the video. He was arrested.
What's everybody's fascination with licking things?
I don't know.
I know.
It's to show how strong you are. I have news for you. If you lick something with Corona or any other virus or bacteria, it's going to win. Like, you lose. And who wants to watch that? I did watch some more of those videos, Lunchbox, you were telling us about, where the old lady makes out with a 22-year-old. Lunchbox brought to the show this old lady who's married to a 22-year-old. She's 74, he's 22, and I was like, that's so disgusting. But then after the show was over, I was like, let me see some more of these. I just needed to see. With my own eyes. I know. All right, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Shout out to all the parents out there that are homeschooling their kids. And their kids are doing all the distant learning. I know Amy's kids are doing it. Eddie's kids are doing it. And no, Eddie, you're homeschooling more than distant learning. Are you doing both?
A little bit of both. There's virtual school, and then we take on some separate subjects ourselves. Like, my kids aren't in Spanish class, but I do Spanish class because I think that I could help in that department.
And yesterday you taught us caballo.
That's right. What does that mean, Bones?
It's a horse.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Eddie, I did Rosetta Stone Spanish. And all my friends were either Mexican or Hispanic there for about 7 or 8 years. So I know a few words, like caballo, amarillo, you know.
Yeah, perfect. Oh, good.
Hola. Come on, give me a break. All right, so here we go. Let's do Eddie's Spanish word of the day.
Bienvenidos, class. Today's word of the day is maíz. Now, maíz means corn. Now, let me use that in a sentence for you, just in case you need that. Rain makes maíz. Maíz makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky.
Nice. Today's Spanish word of the day is...
maíz.
Maíz.
Guys, go out in the world and use it in your everyday conversation.
Can you guys hear me cough?
Yeah.
Was that on the air?
Until you clear your throat a little bit.
Ugh, man. I got a little maíz in my throat.
That's what I'm talking about.
Boom, baby. Set you up and used it.
Yeah.
There's a new trend called bear hunts. Amy, have you heard about bear hunts?
Yeah, I think that they're using it as an activity for kids, mm-hmm. and they go out hunting for bears, and it kills a lot of time.
You put a teddy bear in your window so kids can walk by and count how many they find.
I saw one in my neighborhood yesterday.
Really?
Maybe that's
and
what it was.
And it freaked me out.
Wait, what? That's not the point of it.
Oh, well, I walked by, because I walk my dog at night, and I saw a bear in a window, and I thought it was a little baby, and I'm like, oh my goodness, but no, it was a bear with a note. And what does the note mm-hmm. say?
I don't know. What does the note say?
I don't know.
No, I didn't want to get that close to the house, but I saw that it had a note on there.
Oh, you were leading us up to something cool.
No.
People may put different notes, but I kind of want to, I don't really know that anybody in my neighborhood's doing it, but I could put a bear in the window just to participate. But then, you know, sometimes like it could mean something else. I just want to make sure people know that it's for the bear hunt. Like, I don't want to, you know how like putting something in your window could mean like, hey,
no.
No, Amy, we don't.
Amy, no, I don't know.
Amy, our neighborhood
Amy,
does.
Amy, what life are you living where you know this stuff?
I don't know. Like, am I like, hey, you know, drop off the goods in the mailbox or in the back, like, or I've got a bear, like I got this, or I heard, or what is it, military people used to, this is a rumor, I do not know if this is true, but like they used to put a Tide box in the window and it would mean like my husband's deployed.
Wow.
Okay, see, Amy always talks about rumors, but they're always things that are super close to her life. After today's radio show, if you want to check out the Bobbycast, it's a music podcast that I do. Got a couple interviews up there. About 25, 30 minutes with Brett Young. Lisa didn't know that guy. And then Matt from Old Dominion. He got the hotel key. So check them out. They're both quarantined in their places. We had a good talk. So search for the Bobbycast wherever you listen to podcasts. Amy, you have a pretty interesting one too where you're talking to a therapist. Is that it?
Yeah, I had a therapist on just to talk about surviving COVID-19 cooped up at home and mentally and emotionally, how we can get through it. So I cover all four things with her, and I think she gave some really good wisdom if you're struggling during this time or you're wanting to stay balanced. It's a good one. Yeah, four things with Amy Brown.
When did you graduate to calling it COVID-19 there, fancy pants?
I think as my husband has been calling that since day one, and anytime we talk about it, he does. So I probably do both, but for the sake of the episode, and she was a therapist and she was using that language, so I did too.
I find when I go home for a while to Arkansas, I come out of home with my accent back a little more because I relax. I'm able to hear people talk like that, so it just starts to draw out of me a little bit. Now, when I watch these press conferences and all the scientists and doctors are calling it COVID-19, for about an hour, I'm a solid COVID-19 guy. But as I fade away, much like my accent, I start to be less of that and more of a Corona guy. So here in the morning, I'm Corona all the way. But catch me at the press conference later today, I'll be like, yeah, COVID-19 actually, 4.2 milligrams. But I'm really smart right around the end of that press conference.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, Bobby, do you think you're ever going to go on vacation again?
Yeah. I mean, I think 2025 would probably be what I'm looking forward to, you know, getting out of the house, taking a break. Yeah, why do you ask that?
Well, because a lot of hotels across the country and even around the world are live streaming their views, which can make you feel like you're on a digital vacation. So not
Stop
only can
it.
You see the beauty, but you can hear the sounds, which could just brighten your day. So it's something to think about. Like, you could go to Jerusalem right now. There's a hotel called the Inbal, and They've got it. They got you hooked up with a virtual vacay.
I was going to say it's a random pick if you're just picking a city to go to, but I see it's part of your story there. I would say that this is similar to having that fireplace on your TV during Christmas time. Like, mm-hmm. It's novel, but I'm not going to sit there looking at it. Also, let me say this to our listeners. You want to get a cheap deal on flights? You got something coming up in the fall? Get that flight right now. Because like on Southwest, all you got to do is pay them in buttons. Just give them a couple buttons from an old shirt and you can get on a flight.
Okay.
So, but I'm serious. You can get a lot of stuff right now because nobody's spending any money. Especially if it's like late fall, maybe early next year. Go ahead and get ahead of that. All right, what else?
Well, coronavirus is keeping a lot of people at home, obviously. And if you've ever thought about getting a pet, now could be the perfect time to do it because you can form your relationship. You can bond before things normalize and you have to go back to work. Like, you can take care of that. What do they call it? Well, you have maternity leave when you have a baby, but some people feel like when they get a pet, they should get time off to bond with their pet. Well, this is basically what you're getting. And a lot of animal shelters across the country are really, really struggling right now, and they could use your help. So if you want to foster or adopt, now is the time to look up a humane society, look up an animal shelter, and do your thing.
Yeah, and dogs don't give you corona. Just wash your dog once and make sure he doesn't touch anybody that has corona, and you're all good. You and the dog can chill. If you're alone, get a dog, chill out, love it. Unless my dog, who's not chilling. You would think my dog would be better because I'm home all the time, and Caitlin's here all the time. You would think that he would be living on top of the world and would just be tired. We get these foam balls. Amy, you know those little basketball goals that you can put on top of a door and it gets a little foam ball?
Yeah.
Okay, so we take the foam balls and he loves them. He tears them up, but we try to play ball with him. We exhaust him in every way. He's always having fun, and he has still just been a mess. Just acting out so much. He'll just pee. Like, he'll look at me and just pee. And I'm like, "What? Why are you just looking at me?" Anyway, go get you a dog, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so puzzles are also all the rage right now, but you may be putting in all the hard work, spending hours, getting that puzzle just right, and then you get to the end and realize maybe you're missing one piece, and it's just frustrating you, and you want the one piece. Well, there's a company that can help you out with that. They actually recreate missing pieces. It takes about a week to get done, but all they do is ask that you take a picture of the puzzle, and then they will create the missing piece you need and send it to you.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called jigsawdoctor.com.
I mean, that's a niche market, but I wonder if enough people are missing. If I got to the end of a puzzle and I was missing a piece, I think I would just act like I was done and close it up and be like, well, that was fun, and just not tell anyone.
Yeah, I can see that.
Is one of the, because I'm not a puzzle guy and I'm colorblind, so it's hard for me to match shapes that have colors matching, but is one of the thrills of completing a puzzle taking a picture of it?
I think so. And then just knowing that you put in the hard work, it'd be like, I feel like for some people, it might be that they completed a whole book and then suddenly the last page is missing.
Well, then, but the last page is missing. I don't know. You could look up online. I don't know. I don't think I'd pay $14 for a puzzle piece, but that's me. Unless I was going to put glue all over it and then frame it, then I would need it. So, all right, there you go.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
With schools closed, the college students at the University of Vermont realized the younger kids who depend on free or reduced breakfast and lunches could miss meals. So they stepped up and prepared food bags that parents were able to pick up even without leaving their cars. The college students also expect to continue to help. Since they're home and not attending classes and lecture halls, they want to make sure to spend their time giving back to the community. The Helping Hands group has been formed to help seniors, people with limited mobility or transportation access, and the medically frail cope with the pandemic. The crew said they will also volunteer to grocery shop for seniors who should not want to leave their homes and shouldn't leave their homes. The teens are also prepared to check up on seniors and make sure everything's okay. So they're really doing a lot here, and I want to shout them out. The University of Vermont and the Helping Hands group. It's pretty awesome. They didn't have to do this, but got together and said it's something that they were passionate about. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We had a trucker call us last week and say, hey, it's hard for them to get food while on the road because everything's closed. And then the things that are open, like a drive-thru, they can't get through because their trucks are so big. So wanted to just shout out McDonald's. They've rolled out a new ordering system just for truckers because they saw this. We didn't even know about it. Like, If it wasn't for the guy calling and telling us, we'd have had no idea either. So I want to shout out to McDonald's for that. And also just a list of all our, quote, essential heroes at this point. Obviously, nurses and doctors. I'll throw truck drivers on that. Grocery store workers. Like the people that are still in the mix that normally don't get the credit they deserve that are keeping it all going right now. So just want to shout out. Amy, did I miss anybody there?
Well, I would just say, like, I know people that are still working with my dad. They're not necessarily a nurse or doctor, but physical therapists and chest x-ray techs and, you know, all the people in the healthcare field.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, shout out to all you guys. We appreciate you. Over to Amy now with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What did the sink say to the potty?
What did the sink say to the potty?
You look flushed.
That was the Morning Corny.
Bobby Bones Show.
On the phone now is Blake in Delaware. Blake, appreciate you calling. What's going on with you?
Hi. Good morning, studio.
Morning. All right, Blake, where do you live in Delaware?
Dover.
Love it. The capital of Delaware.
That's right.
Yeah. Went
yes,
there.
Sir.
That's right. Hey, well, we're going to give you a chance to guess the secret celebrity. There have been a lot of guesses from Mel Gibson to Willie Nelson to Samuel L. Jackson. We had a Liam Neeson guess yesterday. No one's got it yet. Can you guess this secret celebrity? Here you go.
In time, after being perched atop their mother's feet for 1,000 paces, like a child learning to dance on her mother's shoes, the chick takes his first steps alone.
Now, I got a question, Blake. Now, when you hear this on the radio, which I'm sure you have over the past few days, do you feel like, I can't believe people are missing that?
I do, honestly.
And now you got through. People start calling the phone line like 5 a.m. to get through. And they think that we're blocking the line. People are just trying to get through and get their answer in. Blake, what guess to win the game? Do you think, Ray, we can play him a drum roll because I'm told Blake might know what it is. Here he is. Blake, your guess is?
So my guess is Toby Keith.
Toby Keith!
Yeah.
Incorrect. A little similar, though. Deep.
Toby Keith. Okay.
When a penguin comes on.
That'd be more like it.
Yeah. Not Toby Keith. Blake, what's happening in Delaware?
Not a whole lot. I mean, all the restaurants are closing down. My girlfriend was just laid off of work.
Oh, man.
She's a server at Pizza Hut.
Damn.
So pretty much just everything is pretty much down for the count right now. I mean, I clean porta potties for a living, and I'm pretty much one of the only people that is out still working right now. And I kind of feel lucky because I still get to get my paycheck and stuff.
Right. Yeah, I get that. Well, dude, hold on. Good luck. This is not going to last forever, and good for you for still being able to get out and work. You are lucky. You have a job that is continuing to do what you do while most other people don't. So, yeah, count your blessings, my friend.
Thing I'm, you know, nervous about. Well, I'm not really nervous. Because there's a lot of people that use these porta potties, you know. So I don't know who's going inside of them. So that's really the only concern that I have. But
I think about
I'm
that.
Pretty healthy.
Do you wear a hazmat suit? Normally I would wear a hazmat suit
like
for this
every day.
Much less Corona. Can you poop out Corona?
I mean, I don't know. Honestly, to do what I do, you don't wear a hazmat suit because I mean you really don't get anything on you.
Oh.
It's really just, you know, you pump it out and you dump it back in and then you move on.
Well, good luck, man. Appreciate you listening. Tell your girlfriend we say hello and to hold on. Eventually, we're just going to look back at this and go, remember all that crap? That was tough.
Man,
we got
crazy.
Through it. Yeah, appreciate it. And you did not get the secret celebrity.
Yeah.
Things just aren't going his way.
No. Not with the game.
No. With
right.
that, yeah.
Yeah, but he still has a paycheck.
Yeah. We will play again tomorrow. We'll give you another shot tomorrow. Right? Or no, we'll get Monday. As he guessed Toby Keith on a Friday.
Maybe our celebrity's not famous enough.
I didn't think about that.
Oh, I feel maybe. How old are the people that have been calling?
Don't give clues. You're giving them a hint right there.
Oh.
This doctor is saying if you're ordering packages, either let them sit for a day or disinfect the package before you jump into it because there could be coronavirus on the package. Dr. John Torres explained the virus can live on the surfaces for various times, but packages, it can be 24 hours. I mean, that is just my luck. I get on Amazon, and I'm only getting on Amazon because I'm not going to the store. And so I make a wise decision. I get on Amazon, order me a shake weight. I'm going to work out at home. And that's how I get coronavirus. So that's what you do, folks. Clean your packages now. And I'm talking about the ones you get from the store. Hey, Kristen, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, I mean, pretty good. Just in the house. Are you guys in the house completely?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We have been for 2 weeks now.
Are you gritting out your days so there's some sort of normalcy, or are you just kind of running by the seat of your pants?
You know, we started with a schedule in the beginning, and to be honest, it made everyone miserable. It made the kids miserable, it made me miserable, and I'm a big fan of if a plan does not work, you make a different plan. So I actually, on day four, had my kids rip up the schedule because they hated it so much. And we've all felt a whole heck of a lot better now that we're just hanging out together.
You know, I was reading about your company here, and you came on to talk a little bit about the company that you and Dax have called Hello Bello. So tell me about that, because you guys are 1 year into this, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, we were, in truth, a couple months ago, we were ramping up to celebrate a one-year anniversary, and we were making new scents for the company for, the shampoos. We're like, oh, we'll have a birthday cake scent. This will be cute, and we'll celebrate that we've been on the market for 1 year, and that could not seem less important right now. So we sort of ditched all that, and, you know, we started Hello Bello because we believe that no one should choose between their baby or their budget. We wanted to bring sort of affordable premium baby care products to everyone in the price range they need and accessibility-wise. And so one major component of this company for me is community. I like my social media community. I like the fact that we can all share and laugh together. And I was like, that should be a major part of this company. So we've created a great community. And in this time of sort of unprecedented crisis, I guess, we're just trying to send out as many free diapers as possible. By the end of this week, we'll have donated over 100,000 diapers through foundations like Baby Plus and March of Dimes. And ramping up production to make sure they're at Walmart and at HelloBello.com, and they both deliver if you're quarantined. But mainly we're asking people to go on to HelloBello on Instagram, and if you're in an insecure area, an area where you don't see what you need, let us know, and we will try to get them to you.
Here's a question for you as a mom, and we're talking about, you know, what you're doing with your kids now. What advice do you give moms who have to explain what's going on right now in the world?
I mean, I'm always a big fan of honesty with my kids. I think they can handle a lot more than we think they can. And I think if they do get scared, I think you take that opportunity to prove to them that you can hug them through anything. And that, yeah, Earth can be scary sometimes. Scary things exist, but that doesn't mean we can't handle it. I mean, I've told my daughters what it is. I've told them how we handle it. And in anything, like when they're worried about the California fires or any sort of natural disaster, I explain to them that we pay attention to the helpers, which are the police and the firefighters and the scientists in this case. And we do what we need to do to make the community safe. And I've explained to them that we're in the house because we're safe, but because we want to make sure that all of the other people in our community that are vulnerable are safe. And I mean, it's different for every kid, but they've digested that pretty well.
Speaking of your kids, when Frozen 2 comes out and it's early, are they excited that it's going to come out early to stream, or are they just kind of like, are they over it?
They're kind of over it, to be honest. There's been so much Frozen in our lives for 10 years, and they were hearing it in utero. I mean, both girls were in my belly when I was doing the first one. So they like it, and they'll sometimes play Frozen games. They'll play Kristoff and Anna or Elsa and Anna, but it's rare. They're much more into, they're actually really into this show on Netflix called Troll Hunters. They like a lot of Guts and Glory shows more than they like Frozen, I gotta say.
do you get recognized mostly by children for Frozen? Is there kind of a range on what you get recognized for based on who's coming up to you? Can you tell when they walk up what they know you from?
Sometimes. I mean, now it's been The Good Place because it's been on, you know, so much more recently. And the great thing is I'm actually so glad that that's still streaming because that deals a lot with how to be a good person and how to deal with, you know, the idea of mortality and death. But usually it's The Good Place, and none of the kids recognize me from Frozen, but the parents do. And then there's always this incredibly awkward moment. I find 7 years old is the cutoff age. If the kid is under 7 and the parent sort of shoves them up to me and says, "This is Anna from Frozen," the kid cannot comprehend how I am a real person when I look totally different. And the parent is saying that I'm a cartoon. But if they're above 7, they're like, "Oh, because you did the voice." So I always just pray that the kid is a little older, because younger kids, it's like, I feel like the parents are sort of popping this beautiful bubble in their head where they think these Frozen characters are actually real.
I'm a massive fan of The Good Place. When you're filming the show, do you ever actually say the curse word instead of the censored made-up ones?
All the time. There's so much footage of me accidentally saying the real curse words. And I, you know, I've been asked that before, like, do I take the fake curse words home and use fork instead? And I gotta say, no, I don't. It's cute on the show, but the real curse words are so much better.
Amy is on here with Kristen Bell. Amy, what do you want to ask her?
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to thank you for what y'all are doing with Hello Bello. And also, your Instagram is such a positive place always. So I just appreciate how inspiring you are and how good you are at pushing out positivity and being a helper. And I love that, too. I just want parents to know that up there, you legit have a highlight titled Camp Quarantine. And you've got fun ideas and links to things where, you know, parents are stuck at home with their kids, they can just go to that Camp Quarantine highlight. And I've already gone through there and I'm like, oh, okay, yes, I'm going to swipe up and take my kids to the zoo, or I'm going to take a tour of this, and you have activities. So really, I just wanted to say thank you for all the good that you do.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm just trying like everybody else is, and I've somehow got this platform and I'm like, oh, that's a responsibility. I need to give people some smiles and let them know we're all in this together. So I'll keep doing it. And yeah, I mean, we've been doing a lot of those fun activities, and I'm actually really, really grateful that I have this time to spend with my kids. You know, I always feel like it's so hard. Life is so busy. It's so hard to spend quality time with them. And now I hate to look at this quarantine as a gift, but sometimes you got to see the light in the darkness. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of a gift that I get to sit next to my 5 and 6 year old all day and just hear what they have to say. So we're trying to stay positive over here too.
I'll ask you one more question before we let you go. And it's to do with movies and theaters versus streaming services. Do you think that because of this and what's happening, and that you've done big movies and also television, that we're going to see a lot more movies going right to the streaming services instead of theaters?
I do. I think we're already seeing it. I mean, I've heard of a couple of people saying like, oh yeah, it's gone straight to streaming. And by the way, I think that's great. Everybody has to adapt. Movies shouldn't be the one business industry that doesn't have to adapt to Corona or this whole weird time we're in. Everyone should be adapting. Companies should be giving away more of their products because we're in a little bit of an economic problematic area right now. Landlords should be thinking about cutting rents or pausing rents. You know, and movies should be going straight to streaming so people can see them. I think we all got to sort of do our part in this to make everything better.
Well, Kristen, we really appreciate you. And for everybody listening right now, go to HelloBello.com. And on Instagram, it's at HelloBello, and also available in Walmart. And thank you. And you guys are really, really doing a great. And we read the story about you and Dax saying, hey, let's relax on the rent to the people that are in you guys' properties. I thought that was pretty cool, too.
Thanks. Yeah, that was a no-brainer. It's the people over profits, always.
Have a great day, Kristen. Be safe. Talk to you soon, hopefully.
Thanks. You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
I made a joke on the air the other day about my Venmo, which is Bobby-Bones, and listeners started sending me $1, $2 all at a time. And before I knew it, I had like $500 in there. And I didn't even notice. And I forgot because Mike D said, how much money have in your Venmo? So I looked, it was like $500. And you'll see on my Instagram story, what I did is I took all those dollars and $2 donations that you guys were sending to me, and I sent it over to this group of tailors that are making masks for doctors because they don't have enough masks, and they can actually use their skills to sew these masks that are better than little paper masks. And if you want to see that, it's over at Mr. Bobby Bones. But I'm telling you, why people trust me to just send me money, I don't even know. I wouldn't send me money. By the way, if you'd like to, you can. Bobby-Bones, that's my Venmo name. But you're just sending it to my checking account. I could go and buy a new shirt if I wanted to. But people are sending money. And I did post, if you want to see the receipt, up on my Instagram story. I was also reading these things about what people are buying now. I've tried to find a thermometer the last 3 times I've been to the store. And not because I need one now, but I'm convinced that at some point, I'm going to get coronavirus. At some point, not now. But I'm also convinced it's not going to be terribly bad for me because I'm in pretty good shape. Like, I have kind of how it's all going to shake out. I kind of hoped I would get it early because then I would have a superpower towards it. I could talk other people through it. But I have a feeling at some point, probably when it's not even a thing in the news anymore, I'll get it. So I'm trying to find I went to 3 different stores. There are no thermometers. And as I look at the story about the things that Americans are buying more of right now, aerosol disinfectants, oat milk, and thermometers. Also, multi-purpose cleaners, dried beans, and of course, toilet paper. Also, something else I cannot find. Now, I'm fine right now with toilet paper, but I'm starting to get to the nervous point where I go, if I go a couple more days, I'm gonna have to actually find some. But I told you guys, I took a shampoo bottle, filled it with water. You just give it a rip. Just squirt it right up. You know what I mean?
Oh, good idea. Yeah.
You didn't literally do that.
If I have to, hey, I had a friend he was using the bathroom and I walked in. He didn't have the door locked and he was at my house and he was standing on the toilet doing number two, like standing on the toilet, squatting.
No, he wasn't.
I know
yes,
who that
what?
Was.
Yeah, yes, he was. And not only that, I thought, I don't know why he's doing that. Probably something like physical health related. But I thought, if I have to get the shampoo bottle and fill it with water as my own home bidet, that's how I do it. I stand on it and just, When I was in 4th grade, during the science fair, I made Old Faithful Geyser. And what I did is I took a shoebox and I cut it in half. And I took a shampoo bottle and filled it with water and I could reach in behind it and squirt it as Old Faithful. And I was thinking I could just make Old Faithful home bidets and get those out to people everywhere.
Oh,
come
yeah.
on, Shark Tank. I'm ready
Bring
to
it
go,
up.
Mark Cuban. Yeah. things people aren't buying. Perfume, sunscreen, vegetable party trays, and pet toy sales are some of the things that are falling. So vegetables just don't last. And I guess that's why people...
Well, and nobody's having parties, party trays.
Yeah, but I would always buy those just to eat.
Oh, really?
More so than party trays. Yeah, who has part? Boy, remember the olden days when we had parties?
That was
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Back when we would have friends to gather around and we'd tell fun stories. The olden days. Tom Cruise wanted to fly the F-18 jet for Top Gun Maverick, but the Navy said no. He and his co-star still had to go through a grueling training camp. It comes out June 24th. But I've even talked about this too, where Tom Cruise, he went through all the training and made all of his other pilots go through all the training, so much so that they said they were just a few hours away from actually getting their pilot's license. And so he wanted to fly an actual F-18 jet for Top Gun Maverick, and the Navy had to step in and go, dude, you're nuts. That. According to the producer, Jerry Bruckheimer, Tom can do just about anything in an airplane, but the Navy insisted on having their pilots fly the planes. Can you imagine if something went wrong? And they were like, Tom just said he wanted to do it, man.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Is your husband excited about this movie that he's a pilot, Amy, or is it just another
yes.
movie?
No. We're both excited for it, and I cannot wait.
Evangeline Lilly has apologized for her comments about quarantining and the coronavirus. Remember when she said, I'm not going to quarantine, and then she goes to like her kid's gym and is touching everybody in their mouth?
Yeah.
She's walking up, sticking her hands in people's mouth. That part didn't happen, but the whole thing was she said that she wasn't going to quarantine, that you know, the government's shutting her down. And but anyway, she has issued an apology for her ignorant comments about the coronavirus. We're really not talking about corona that much, maybe one segment a day, just because it's just everywhere, right? And but I tell you, I was watching this Dr. Fauci, who is the guy to watch, by the way, because he's not playing anything political. And I'll tell you what he said yesterday. He was talking about coronavirus, and he said, hey, listen, don't listen to people that say either the world's going to end or it's not real. He goes, you don't have to take an extreme. He said, but it is something to seriously take away. And then I have a clip here because he was doing an Instagram Live. It's the only clip I'm going to play, and then we're going to move from it. But he was talking to Steph Curry on Steph Curry's Instagram. And let's do clip number three here. Here is Dr. Fauci answering Curry's question about the extreme views on the coronavirus.
I'd like to get the people in the country to realize that we are dealing with a serious problem. It's something that we've modified our lives. It's not convenient to lock yourself in. It's not convenient to not do the kinds of things. It's not convenient for you not to be playing basketball. But we're going through a period of time now where we've got to, as a country, pull together, don't get frightened, don't get intimidated, use the energy to be able to confront it and do the kinds of things that'll put an end to it.
So I like him because he's not trying to run us down crazy road, but he's also going, hey, listen, I've been doing this my whole life, and I know how bad this can get. So, you know, do everybody a solid and just chill as most as you can. I mean, I've been chilling. I'm at my house for like 8 days now. And I'm starting to get just a little bit stir crazy. I saw a meme that was out there that was going, hey, I finally get why dogs get so excited to go for a walk. Which I thought was pretty funny. Which has just been kind of what it's been like here. Like, I could probably go a few more weeks. I think there's probably a couple more weeks of this involved. But then, again, you know, I was talking about places that don't have big populations. I grew up in a rural town. It probably wouldn't have affected us. And I understand why people that grow up and that live in places without a lot of other people are going like, is this even for real? Because you don't see it, right? And if you don't see it, it's hard to actually think that it's a real thing unless you watch the news and who knows what the news is saying. But this is the guy that if you're going, I don't know who to believe. I got one news site saying this. I got politicians saying this. This is the guy to look to. I don't even listen to idiots like me. Like, I just say things that I learn. And but again, it's to him. It's Dr. Fauci. He's a good one to follow and to learn. You know, if you missed yesterday's show, go back and listen to the podcast. You can hear us talk to the Pioneer Woman, Reed Drummond. Big show on Food Network. Really had a great time talking with her, and you can hear that interview. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. We've had a lot of good guests. We had Kristen Bell on earlier. I've never seen Frozen, but I hear she has a pretty big part in that, Amy.
Yeah, she does. And Wolf Frozen 2, too.
Yeah, she's Anna. What's, hey, Mike, what's Anna in Frozen? What's her character?
I've never seen Frozen.
Never seen Frozen? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there we go. Movie Mike reviews Frozen now.
All right.
What is happening here? One in three kids, or one in three people say they're working in a career or field they dreamed about as a kid. So, Amy, when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Typical kid stuff, a veterinarian. My uncle was a vet. I just thought that's what I was going to do.
The top five are nurse, vet, doctor, pro athlete, and teacher. So when you ask kids, those are the top ones. I guess I've always known what I wanted to do. I've been lucky enough to know when I was 5 years old, the kindergarten teacher said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I put radio host, TV host, stand-up comedian. And I have no idea how 5 years old I knew what I wanted to be. But I can remember always knowing and always feeling bad for people who didn't know what they wanted to be when they grew up. But then I started to grow up and realize most people don't really know what they want to be. I have friends now that are super smart, super driven, and they still don't know what they want to be. And they're actually kind of fine with that because they bounce around and figure it out. But for me, I've always seemed to know, which is weird now looking back at it. Other ones on the list include an actor, a musician, a journalist, a zookeeper, a police officer. After watching another episode of Tiger King last night, I can see the zookeeper becoming a thing. I think I'm episode 6 now. I have one more to go in Tiger King. Kayla and I watch it together, and she's from Oklahoma. And she just puts her palm in her hand and is like, I hope everybody doesn't think that all Oaks are like this. And I'm like, what do you mean? We know. We've been there. She hates that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Amy, did you watch any more Tiger King?
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit into episode 4 or whatever just happened. I had another like, oh my goodness moment. Like there's just a couple of things that are just surprising me. But now I feel like I'm watching it so much in the time. Like I look at my dog Kara and I'm like, I just picture like something happening to me when I'm at home. Like, I don't know if it's just because I'm stuck at home so much, but I'm like now seeing Kara as like this cute little tiger. I don't know why.
She's hallucinating, yeah, Vince.
Yeah. Somebody needs to get somebody over to Amy's house just to hang out.
No, it's a problem. Like, I'm like, oh, like she's a tiger. And then when I see people on TV hanging out in groups, I'm like, stop. What are you doing? Stop. But it's then I'm like, oh, yeah, this is a TV show filmed like years ago.
Well, not all of it. Some of it. When he ran for governor, ran for president, that was like, are you at that point yet, Amy?
Okay, yes. Yeah, I'm there. Yeah, he just did a parade. So whatever episode that is, like he had the tigers and he put them in a parade and put Santa hats on them. And
yeah. Well, if you haven't seen it yet, you have Netflix, check out Tiger King. It's a pretty interesting show. It's about a guy who has a bunch of big cats and other people who have these big cats as well. I'm talking tigers and lions and cheetahs and their lives, but it's mostly about him.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this lady named Millie, she lives at a nursing home in Massachusetts, and she turned 100 years old the other day, and her entire family showed up at her window to sing happy birthday to her, because obviously with coronavirus, they can't all celebrate together, but they still showed up and kept their distance.
Happy birthday, dear Millie. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, man. That's awesome. And also, shout out to the person who put that piano track behind that clip. That was just the right music to make me extra feely this morning.
Yeah, and Millie also celebrated by wearing a birthday-themed cowboy hat and holding up a sign.
Yeah, I still had 10 seconds left. My clock said 3:50,
awesome.
So...
good. I just like positive stuff. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
On the phone with us now is John Sykes, the president of Entertainment Enterprises for iHeartRadio. Hey, John, how are you this morning?
Hey, Bobby. Hello from New York, and thanks for talking today.
Hey, what's it like up there? Meaning, I watched the news, and it seems like the whole place is going nuts in New York.
Yeah, I think it's tough all around, but we seem to be in the eye of the hurricane. You know, New York is so densely populated. I think there's like 28,000 people per square mile. So it just, people are on top of each other. And there's no room to move in New York on a good day. But it's hitting pretty hard, and hopefully they're going to be able to flatten this curve, as they say. But right now it's pretty intense up here.
Let me think about that for a second. 28,000 people per square mile. Holy crap. I don't even know if I ever thought about it being like that. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. A lot of people in New York live on top of each other. You know, it's a city, it's an island, especially Manhattan, that just builds up. It doesn't build out. So, it's a lot of stress on it. And people, though, you know, it's amazing. You know, it's a challenging time for everyone in this country. But if you look back at our history, this is a time when, you know, America shows its strength and compassion, and New Yorkers have been nicer than ever. On a normal day, they're pretty mean to each other. But when things get tough, they get nice.
How you feel about Cuomo? I feel like I watch that guy and I'm like, I like that dude. Like, that dude feels like a real leader. How do you feel about that guy?
He's a real leader. You know, he takes no bull. He gets it done. He's not afraid of anybody. And he's a public servant. He's been a public servant since he was in the Clinton White House and as the Secretary of HUD. And he just calls it as he sees it. He even fights with his brother. You saw him on CNN the other night. He and Chris were going at it. He's just a guy who wants to get things done. We're lucky to have him up here, and he's a tough guy.
Well, that's actually not why I have John on, but John Sykes is our president of Entertainment Enterprises. And because of COVID-19, of coronavirus, we've had to alter what we're doing, but you guys have come up with this really wonderful idea. So Fox presents iHeart's Living Room Concert for America. Tell me what's happening here.
Well, What's happening, Bobby, is everybody wants to help. We were just talking about, you know, what's going on in New York and what's going on everywhere in the country. You know, there's doctors, you know, who are working 16-hour shifts and sleeping in their garages so they don't get their families sick. There's a woman named Victoria Shoulders in Clarksville, Tennessee, who's making 10,000 masks to protect the hospital workers. Everybody's doing something. So we decided, listen, we reach, as you know, Bobby, you're a huge part of our family. We reach 270 million people a month on our radio stations across the country. So we decided to reach out to our partners at Fox, who we do our iHeart Awards with and a lot of things, and all these great artists who we play every day. We said, hey, listen, people are stressed out. They're following protocol. They're staying in their homes. They're trying to do their best to listen to the government officials. They need a break from the stress. So why don't we throw a concert for them? We can't take over the Bridgestone. We can't take over the Garden, but we can take over the living rooms where these artists are. So they actually set up their equipment, their living rooms. It's amazing what you can do with an iPhone camera these days, as you probably know, Bob, because everybody follows you everywhere, and we're going to put a concert on, but it's going to be a safe concert because everyone's going to be playing in their homes, and they're going to be and we have this new guy named Elton John who's going to be hosting, and we're going to do a concert for America from the living rooms. So no venue, no big concert space. It's everyone's living room.
Watch it live on Fox this Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. You can listen on iHeartRadio FM.
And one thing I want to mention, Bobby, is there's two big charities that we're getting behind here, because besides having a great time for your family in your living room to see Tim McGraw and others, there's two charities. One's called Feeding America, and the other's called the First Responders Children's Foundation. And Feeding America is this amazing network of food banks around the country. What we're forgetting is that a lot of these public schools are closing, and these kids have to eat in these public schools, and they have nothing to eat. So Feeding America is helping them, and we know what the first responders are doing. These people are amazing, and their children they can't be with their kids. So we're going to raise awareness and tell some stories of some of these people, like I mentioned to Victoria, what they're doing to pitch in this country.
Let me ask you a question, because this is, by the way, Fox presents iHeart's Living Room Concert for America. John, you're a fancy bigwig. Who's the most famous person you've been in their living room?
Well, I've knocked a lot of doors, but they won't let me in their living room. But let me see. One time years ago, when we were at VH1, we did a big event at the White House. I got to sleep in the Lincoln bedroom, and there is a ghost of Mary Lincoln up in the corner of that room. I will tell you
that.
You
got to sleep in the Lincoln bedroom?
I didn't really sleep because my wife and I stayed up the whole night staring because we were so freaked out. But I said, I swear to God, I see the ghost. The ghost of Mary Lincoln is in the corner. She was a friendly ghost, but that was... That was it. But otherwise, the rest of the living rooms in America, they won't let me in.
Okay, let me ask you this. By the way, John Sykes is on Big Wig at iHeartRadio, like the biggest wig just about. So who is the most famous person you've ever had over to your place?
Oh, come on. Stop this. You know what? The most famous people are my kids, Jack, Kate, and Julie.
Those are
the ones
sweet.
That I invite a lot of them over, but they won't come over because they don't think I'm cool enough. But
he's not going to buy it, folks.
One time I was driving home from with my kids, and they love Justin Timberlake, and he's a Tennessee guy. Anyway, we were driving home, and my daughter goes, Dad, there's Justin Timberlake on a bike behind us. And I said, yeah, right. And she said, no, that's Justin Timberlake. We got in the driveway, and Justin comes in the driveway and says, hey. And I'm like, what's Justin Timberlake doing in the driveway? He was staying at Jimmy Fallon's house up the street, and he saw us on the bike, and he circled around and came back. So that was the most famous person who ever came in our driveway.
That's a cool story. See, that's what we're providing premium content right here, John Sykes. That was a good premium content story.
Well, Bobby, I think you have way more famous people on the phone every day. You're on national television all the time. You're on the radio, everybody. So I feel like I'm honored to be on your show because I've always wanted to. I listen on my app, my iHeart app, all the time. Now I'm on the air. So I really appreciate you promoting this show on Fox on Sunday because that's, you're doing your part. And you like, and by the way, what you've been talking about in the show is amazing. And, you know, you've got a lot of power. We just you're making it happen.
Who do I hit up about getting some raises around this place, huh?
Exactly. Oh, God, you know something. What, do you have a tip jar at the place?
Yeah, we can make one. Well, I just have people kind of drop in tips.
I'll have Bob Pittman come down and put some money in the tip jar.
Nice. Hey, listen, John, appreciate you. Everybody, watch it live on Fox this Sunday at 9 Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Listen on iHeartRadio stations across America and on the iHeartRadio app. It's Fox Presents iHeart's Living Room Concert for America. John Sykes, appreciate you.
You're the best, Bobby. Thank you.
I was watching a video last night of some of the local weather people in town. Mike, did you watch this?
Yeah.
And so all you see on the screen is the map with the green and the yellow. And the weather people don't realize their microphones are still on. And the weather girl is like dropping F-bombs and like gossiping about people at work. And it's all on. It's all what? On. Yeah. Go to my Twitter, Mr. Bobby Bones. It's channel 2 here in Nashville, yeah. Right? And I follow Nashville Reddit. I follow Austin Reddit. I follow Arkansas Reddit. So I have all these places that I like check in on. But a guy posts this video and he goes, boy, they didn't realize their mics were still on. And you can hear her. She's just going, F, F.
Talk about some kid or something.
Somebody that worked. It's like gossip and F-bomb central. And half of me is going, oh, I feel bad for her. And half of me am just the person who just thinks it's so funny when people leave their mics on. Because we've done that before, too. Now, luckily for us, there were no bad words that went on. One time, we were on the air, and they said, hey, you're... satellite went down or your tower. And we're like, well, nobody's listening, so we can say whatever we want. And our mics, but we were talking into our mics. And in that like 10 minute break, we said our home addresses, the first part of social security numbers, like everything you could possibly say when think we were just being funny to each other and like doing a radio break. But we didn't realize we were still on the air in certain cities.
Oh yeah.
We were giving out home addresses. We were doing the whole thing on the air. And then we started to get calls and I look at the phones going, why are the phones ringing if no one can hear us? Well, it turns out that our tower was only down locally, but all of our syndicated stations were still hearing us. And so I was like, oh, that one hurt a little bit. I also, and I wrote this on Twitter too, before people jumped in on me, I did get fined $1 million by the FCC. Yeah, that was a thing. So when I look at this video, I'm like, ooh, that stinks. But if you want to laugh, it's on my Twitter, Mr. Bobby Bones. Don't play it on the air though, Amy.
I'm not going to. Like, I have it pulled up from your Twitter and ready to go, so I'm ready to laugh.
That would be crazy if she played it again.
She plays that on our show. But yeah.
No. Don't worry.
This was a couple days ago when, like, the severe storms were happening here. It's just, if there's a microphone near you, and that's one of the reasons I just stopped cursing in general, is because I eventually may say something that's embarrassing to me on the air. When I don't mean to, but I'm not going to say anything that's going to get me FCC fined again, I don't think, because I don't curse in my real life. And that's one of the reasons. So anyways, I'm on my Twitter, but I was watching last night and I pulled up the video. Caitlin was already asleep and I pull up the video and I start listening to it and I start going, oh, and she's like, what are you watching? And I was like, wake up. Just stop saying the F word. And she doesn't know she's on camera. It's amazing. So yeah, that's up there. And again, just a couple things. American Idol on Sunday. There's the iHeart Fox Living Room Series on Sunday. On Saturday, there's the Opry live stream, and that's going to be on a bunch of channels too. I wonder if it's going to be on the same channel that Weather Girl's on. I don't know which channel she's on. I just know it was channel 2 in Nashville. But
looks like, does that say... that's
the channels aren't even the same. Like, it says channel 2 or channel 4, and it's like channel 172.
I feel like it's the ABC symbol, but I don't know.
Is it? Well, listen, I don't like or dislike it. I just thought it was funny. Let me put that out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I stand by her. If it's ABC and American Idol's on, I stand by her and her right to say whatever she wants.
Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show.
Morgan's on the phone to tell us what happened on today's show and why people should go back and listen to the podcast. How many items do we have today, Morgan?
We have 4 big ones.
All right, what's first?
Kristen Bell was a Friday morning conversation, and she talked about how she's been handling things at the house with her kids with the whole coronavirus thing.
Yeah, Kristen Bell from Frozen, and Mike D, whose movie Mike told us he's never seen Frozen.
No. Nope.
You're Mr. Disney movie, and you've never seen Frozen.
I don't like musicals.
Okay, you have to watch Frozen over the weekend.
All right, I'll watch both of them.
And Morgan number 2 is going to start watching The Godfather, right, Morgan?
Yep, I have them rented and ready to go.
How many are there?
There's 3 of them.
Okay. If she likes them, she's going to be the canary in the coal mine, then I'm going to watch them. But only if she gives them an A minus or better. Okay, Morgan, but don't be messing with me and giving it a good review just so I have to watch them.
Okay, I will. I'll be honest.
What else you got?
Well, you donated all of the random Venmo money you've gotten to help someone make face masks.
Yeah, I gave out my Venmo, I think, in some of the post-show, pre-show. And I said, hey, my Venmo name is Bobby-Bones. And listeners started sending me like $1, $2, $3. So I posted on my Instagram story. I said, well, I donated all this to so-and-so. You can hear that story coming up on the podcast. But yeah, and you can see it on my Instagram as well. All right, what else, Morgan?
We talked about how to keep yourself safe from your package deliveries.
Yeah, because they'll attack you. No, that's not why. All right, what else? And finally?
And Ingrid Andress was on talking about her new album and how she was displaced by the Nashville tornado.
All right, there you go. Morgan, thank you. Amy, what's going on this weekend?
Oh, my family comes home, so I'm so excited.
They're a week behind.
Yeah, they were gone an extra week because my husband got sick and that delayed their travel back. And then my kids had school, and if they were to travel back, they would have missed 2 days of school, and they take attendance virtually. So anyway, they're headed back, and well, they will on Saturday. They'll get back here Saturday, and I cannot wait.
Nice.
What about you?
What? I mean, what else? What am I doing around here? I'll finish Tiger King. I am hosting the Opry, Opry live show. Tomorrow night. So Vince Gill, Amy Grant, their kids, myself. It's the Opry live stream on the Circle Network. It'll be on a bunch of channels too around the country. But I'll be doing that. But that's the only time I get out of the house is to go to the Opry, and I drive alone and I go through a door where nobody else goes through, and I have a cameraman who I don't even get close to, and I don't touch anything. So, you know, they're being super safe with that Opry show. But you can check that out. That's it. That's all. I mean, I hope you guys have a good weekend. I wish I had crazier stories. I'll get on the Peloton and ride. I'll do push-ups. I got nothing else, man. I think we probably have another couple of weeks of this quarantining stuff, and I think it'll ease up a little bit. Hopefully. So, that's the deal. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday. Check out the podcast. We've had some really great shows this week with some really great guests, so pretty proud of that. Search Bobby Bones Show on demand to hear this. All of us, we have side podcasts. You can check it out. Follow us on socials and see those. We'll see you Monday. Bye, everybody.
Fight. Congrats, Bobby Bones, on your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on. Win.
Love you.
This is